after this week is over, things can finally go back to normal. Maybe then I can fix my sleeping pattern. I've been working later and later these days, and I've been waking up later too. Good thing I work just as well at night as I do in the daytime. I'm pretty sure my nosy neighbors think I have a more exciting profession. She thinks she's slick. I can see her peeking through the crack of the door. It's kinda sad she thinks she has nothing better to do. But hell, if I'm the highlight of her day and it ain't hurting anyone, I'm half tempted to give her something to see. Maybe a glimpse of a choker around my neck. Nah, I'll probably give her a heart attack. Hell, she might even call the police. I'm pretty sure she thinks I work at a sex club. Boy, wouldn't she be disappointed when she finds out I'm a boring old businessman who likes to go to the gym, with hobbies like going to the local bar next to the office, and has a fascination for detective novels. Even if she grew bored of watching me, she still has a family across the hall to watch. Well, watch is the wrong word. It's more like scowl. I don't think she especially likes children or young people or anything that does anything, really. Poor Mrs. B. I'm sure she was fun back in the day. Looks like I'm not the only one working late. Yeah, it is. That's the new hire. The one that took my breath away when we first met. Must have been quite the shock for him meeting him at the bar, having a hot makeout session in my car. I still get excited every time I think about it. Then the next day rolls around and we find out he works for me. I heard about him around the office, but never met him. I don't do hirings here. That's Jerry's job, and he's welcome to it. I like what I do, closing deals and raking in the big bucks. That handsome young man hasn't spoken to me since. I guess he feels nervous. If I was in his shoes, I would probably feel the same way. I'm higher in the company. He might feel anxious that I'll make his life a living hell. I know one or two guys around the office who'd behave that way. I do want to talk to him again. Maybe not at the office, though. Maybe if we met again at the bar. But there is a good chance he's avoiding that place like the plague. He was so cute in my arms. He was confident and sweet. It's a real pity that I might not see him like that again. He came across as a sweet little gentleman. God, I need a guy like that in my life. He seemed more than interested in me. Back when he didn't know we worked together. If I had known it might end up this way, I would have done more than take him into my car. I would have brought that cutie home and cooked him some nice dinner before I took him in the sheets. Maybe that would have laid the groundwork for us moving forward. Maybe he would have felt more confident about us. God, listen to me. We have some fun ones in my car, and I'm talking like we're in a relationship. What has this guy done to me? His cute little embrace left quite the impression on me. Maybe I should get myself another coffee. What time is it? That can't be right. There's no way it's 1 a.m. I need an alarm or something. This is getting out of hand. Wait, why is he still here then? I saw him working today. Considering how hard he works and how hard he is on himself, he should have been done before everyone else. Come to think of it, Jones left his office pretty early, and so did his friends. My gut's telling me something. I need to get a better office chair. You working late too? I was gonna get myself a coffee. My fifth coffee? You keeping track? Yeah, I've been using it instead of taking a break. Speaking of which, shouldn't you have finished work by now? Don't think you have to stay just 'cause I am. you were given a late assignment. Can I take a look? Thanks. That's not quite right. Oh no, you're doing a great job. It's just that I don't remember you were assigned to this job. I helped the boss with assigning work, and I'm pretty sure this wasn't for you. You mind if I take a closer look? Thank you, and sorry for this. And this work was sent by who? Son of... No, you're not in trouble, or nothing like that at all. If anything, you'll get a few merits. However, Jones and his boys are in a world of trouble. This project was supposed to be handled by them, but they gave it to you to do. The big game was tonight. I'm pretty sure that's where they went. Son of a bitch. I'm so sorry about this. I'll make sure this never happens again. You know what? Save your progress and you can log out your computer. You're more than done for today. What about me? Okay, fine. I'll clock out too. But don't tell people you've convinced me to go home. I don't need people knowing if I have a weakness. Pack up your stuff, and please, don't feel bad. Jones and the rest of the guys are getting troubled because of what they done. They shouldn't be treating you like this, or abusing your hard work and kindness. They will have hell to pay when they come in for work, I'll make sure of that. Let me grab my stuff. I knew something was up. Those lazy a-holes gave them all their work. They won't get away with this. Ready to go? Sweet. Let's get out of here. Will I go home after this? I still have some energy left over from all that coffee. I might just go home and bake something. Yeah, I bake. Why? Didn't think this handsome guy would like sweets. Nice that you noticed. I love baking, from cookies to pies to cakes. I love baking and cooking. I should cook for you sometime. After taking a bite of something I make, you'll keep coming back. What about you? What will you be doing after this? A power outage? Maybe it was just a blip. Let me call maintenance. I think my buddy's working tonight. Hey. Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I'm in the building. No, I'm not stuck in the office, you smartass. I'm stuck in the elevator. Can you see us on the security cameras? Damn, the cameras are down. Come flying to save us. I don't care if the game is still on. Oh, you better get your ass up here and help us. Yes, us. Me, with the new hire. Oh, you think you're funny. Just you wait until I get out of here and I'll kick your ass. He's on his way. He might take a sweet time, though. Sorry about all of this. You don't deserve this, especially at this hour. Jones and his boys shipped all their work to you, making you work way later than you should. And now the maintenance guy is being a dick. Nah, it looks like my friend isn't working tonight. I was hoping he was. He'd have us out in no time. Yeah, he's really good at his job. About what I said? Yeah, a weakness for you. You had me under your spell from the second I met you. I hope you don't regret what happened. I sure as hell don't. It's okay to get nervous. I understand. You don't regret it. Good. I'm glad. You wish we spent more time together? Me too. I wish I'd brought you home and cooked for you. You'd like that. Well, maybe if we get out of here, we could go to my place. I can cook you something. And you can sleep in my place. Though I must warn you, my neighbor will assume the worst about us. She already thinks some pretty scandalous things about me. She should have seen you in the car with me, eh? Yeah, I really enjoy what we did. I've thought about it a lot. You too? What do you think about? The way I filled you to your breaking point. Fuck. Do you want to be filled again? The cameras are out. No one will see. Don't worry. It'll fit. We made it fit last time, didn't we? Aren't you aching to have me inside you again? Don't worry. We need just enough of us to be bare for me to play with you. I need you. Oh, God, yes. I've missed this. This is kind of hot. Though the position I've had you in the car is my favorite. Having you on my lap. My hands holding onto your hips. Forcing you to take more. Your soft hands running through my hair. You're soft and sweet. What if someone hears you? No one's here. But if it makes you feel better, I can cover that mouth of yours. You like that, huh? Being silenced by my hand. We won't get caught. We're just having a quick fuck, and we'll get back to my place. And I'll give you more of the real thing. A slow, deep fuck that leaves you trembling. I'm gonna come in you and make you walk out with my cum still inside you. Be my good boy and take my cum. I know you're close. I know this is all too fucking sexy for you. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna feel you now. Good boy. Kiss me. Kiss me. You'll be okay. You can put your clothes back on. I don't want that dick to see you like this if the cameras turn on. This is a sight only for me.